Another concern that arises from a system of independent farms versus a multi-farm project serving a local grain market is the multi-farm model does a great job at setting a price standard in the local market. In the case of the Kootenai Grain CSA, it succeeded in creating a precedent for how much it costs for locally and naturally grown grains in the region. When the project started, the three farmers were simply asked how much would be fair for their grain. Their response became the price. And it's clear that people in the area were willing to pay for that. The small but critical mass of those three farms agreeing to that price helped stabilize the price in the marketplace for locally and naturally grown grains and prevented the individual farms from undercutting each other. With the three farms now operating independently, well, there is no real reason for the three farms to undercut each other at this point by lowering their price, but with a more scattershot marketplace of independent farms, it does reduce the power of those three farms in the marketplace, creating an increased possibility for other farms to take advantage of this new local grain market and perhaps dump cheaper grains into the market. Farmer Roy Lawrence does consider this as a possible scenario, but he doesn't believe that this will happen, at least not in the Creston Valley, anytime soon.
What prevents it at this point in time is you've got a segment of farmers that are small enough that can accept the extra labor that comes with what we're doing. You've got the larger farmers that can't accept that. They're pushing to the max. And basically, how I would explain it is you've got a group that are going for volume and a group that are going for quality. And it's pretty difficult to mix the two. So, you know, and typically, the smaller farmers are trying to produce a quality product that can sell for more money, which honestly, a good portion of the flatland farmers down here, they can look at the price and get real envious, but they certainly don't want the workload. That's the bottom line. That's the end.
Roy Lawrence.